Spoiler alert, the ridge isn't actually a mountain. But if you're a Flatlander Floridian and you haven't been anywhere else, it might seem that way. It's a geographical feature of Florida that you might not know about, but it's so big, it can be seen from space. And, as always, it's part of Florida orange growing history, though the history of the ridge goes back much, much further. The ridge stretches over 100 miles, and at its tallest point, it's about 300 feet, a sort of spine across miles of central Florida. Beginning in Lake County, just south of Lake Harris, it runs south to Highlands County. No bigger than 25 miles across, at times it narrows to just a mile. Most of the ridge's land can be found in Lake, Polk, and Highland counties, with smaller sections in Orange and Osceola counties to the east, and a patch in the furthermost northwest corner of Hardy County. Though it's known as the Ridge colloquially, it's known more officially as the Mid-Florida Ridge or Lake Wales Ridge. The ridge has its origins way back in the Pleistocene, geologic epoch from about 2,588,000 to 11,700 years ago. Had you stood on the center of the ridge then, you would have been surrounded on two sides by seawater, as most of the rest of Florida was covered in water. At times in its early history, the ridge was just a chain of islands, formed by the currents of the Gulf of Mexico and the Atlantic Ocean. After the Pleistocene, it was further heightened by geologic movement. Today, walking across the ridge in some places is more like walking across a beach, trudging through hot sands, reflecting the heat back at you. And that's really what the ridge is, a giant sand dune marooned in the center of Florida. The heat reflects off the sands, but the limestone underneath means sinkholes, some of which have formed into many ridge-top lakes, oases of coolness. The ridge has been a popular place to grow oranges in the 20th century. The drainage the sands provide are both an advantage and disadvantage to orange and citrus trees. Oranges need lots of water, but they hate having wet roots. An orange tree with wet roots is more susceptible to diseases and fungus. On the ridge, you've got Florida rain, which happens often, but good drainage. Even though there is a good amount of rain, the ridge is located in the center of the state, a region less rainy than the rest of the state. So while it does get a decent amount, citrus farmers still have to supplement with irrigation. That sand drains the water off so quickly that conditions on the ridge resemble desert scrub in some places. And there's also the matter of nutrients. Sand doesn't have any. So farmers have to place a good bit of fertilizer for their citrus. Growers say growing on the ridge is more like hydroponics in that way. There isn't any real soil, so pretty much all the nutrients that your tree needs have to be provided by you. The ridge is long, going through several counties. If you want to see it in its natural state, you can visit some of our state parks. If you're lucky, you might see some animals that are native to the ridge and not found in most other places in the state because conditions there are unique. Like the Florida scrub jay, gopher tortoises, the blue-tailed sand skink, the only sand-swimming skink in North America, and many other species that are rare and endangered. There are a number of places in Highlands and Polk counties where you can hike the ridge, and you can learn more about plant life at Bock Tower Gardens. Managed natural areas include Lake Kissimmee State Park, Crooked Lake Prairie, the Lake Wales Ridge State Forest, Tiger Creek Preserve, and Pine Ridge Nature Preserve. If you want to visit a ridge grove, try Ridge Island Groves in Haines City. During the season, they give tours. Hope you enjoyed this little tidbit on the ridge. Pick up my book, Florida Oranges, A Colorful History, if you want to know more about the 500-year history of oranges in Florida. Thanks for listening.